This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate. Does your health insurance give you extra attitude if you try to get a mental health issue covered? I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Mental health care in the U.S. is supposed to be covered by insurance companies, same as physical health care, but that's often not the case. Today, the Biden administration is proposing a rule to force insurers to stick to what laws require. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams joins us now from Washington. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
America's, they call them mental health parity laws, been on the books for about 15 years or so. Why this new rule now?
Because according to the Biden administration, plus many advocates and lots of patients, insurance companies often just ignore these laws or make it really hard for people to use them. So, for example, maybe it'll be easy to get your insurer to cover medication or nutrition counseling for something like diabetes, but not for an eating disorder.
And what would this specific Biden administration proposal seek to change?
A couple of things. I was on a call last night with White House domestic policy advisor Neera Tanden previewing this rule, and she said it would make insurance companies do their own evaluations to identify where they're not adhering to the current law and give specific examples of what that looks like and then fix those problems.
Specifically, health plans must use similar factors in setting out-of-network payment rates for mental health providers as they do for medical providers. For example, they can't use more restrictive prior authorization or narrower networks that make it harder for people to access mental health benefits than medical benefits.
Kimberly, you got a lot of people listening right now who want to know when they might start seeing some changes.
Right. It's a proposed rule, so it has to go through the normal comment and review process, which takes a few months. But hopefully, you know, you'd see some change after that. One group that might see change a bit faster would be about 90,000 people covered under certain government-provided insurance plans. There was previously a loophole that made about 200 of those plans exempt from the laws, and this rule would close that loophole.
All right. Marketplace's senior Washington correspondent, Kimberly Adams, thank you very much.
No problem, David.
Kimberly and our American Public Media colleagues at Call to Mind did an audio special on mental health parity laws. There's a link at marketplace.org. Today, the guardians of interest rates at the Federal Reserve begin a two-day meeting. It's probably not going to be an edge-of-seat, tachycardia-provoking thriller. Most everyone is expecting another 0.25 percentage point increase in rates to fight inflation, given the resilient job market and generally strong quarterly corporate profits. You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know.
Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Leaders in China signaled today they're easing off their crackdown of the deeply indebted real estate sector there that sharply lifted stocks in China today, where the economy has failed to take off strongly after the easing of pandemic. Switching now from mainly urban property to parts more rural, with some people moving back to China's countryside. Marketplace's Jennifer Pack checks into the economics of China's Peach Village.
Peach Village sits in lush mountains right at the start of the Gan River in China's Jiangxi province. Liu Pingfu grew up here.
When I was young, this was all rice paddies and lotus ponds. We picked bamboo shoots up in the mountains and made bamboo paper.
But none of the crops was a big moneymaker. So after Liu Pingfu graduated from junior high school, he traveled 360 miles south to the manufacturing hub of Dongguan.
In the early 2000s, so many people left our village to find work. Even now, about 70 to 80% of villagers are working outside.
His factory salary, along with those of the other residents, was sent back, not to his village, but to buy condos in a nearby county. So who's left? Mostly older people. The local elementary school has closed down for lack of children. Even the crops have changed, says tech coder and resident Hu Hang on the drive up to the village. We switched to peach trees, he says, which is more economical. Economical because growing peach trees requires far fewer workers on this land. Both Hu Hang and Liu Pingfu quit their big city jobs in recent years and have invested in this peach orchard.
Our parents don't approve of us coming back to do agriculture.
Mainly because they're not earning as much as they did in the big cities, not yet. Plus, the village has now been designated a national nature reserve, which means, according to locals, you can't do much else to earn money other than growing peaches. Peach farmer Luo Changgen.
If my children come back to the village after studying for so many years in college, I don't think they can reach their true potential.
But ex-factory worker Liu Pingfu thinks there's a bright future here, selling peaches to wealthy households in the big cities.
People left the countryside to survive. Now they come back because there's hope.
And he says more young people will return to the countryside, once growing peaches draws in real money, of course. In Peach Village, central Jiangxi province, I'm Jennifer Pack for Marketplace.
And the European Union's top environmental official is telling the Financial Times that 300,000 metric tons of unexploded bombs, grenades, and bullets dumped into the ocean after the First and Second World Wars need to be cleaned up from the floor of the Baltic Sea. Stuff still there could go off. Some are leaching toxics, including mustard gas, and the mess is delaying ocean-based wind power projects. The EU official didn't stretch the metaphor when he called this a ticking time bomb. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.